and welcome to the Popmatic Podcast. I'm Brian.
And I'm Crystal. We're librarians at Nashville Public Library.
This podcast is where you can find reviews and recommendations of the best books, movies, and music available for checkout from the Popular Materials Department of the Nashville Public Library.
You can also learn about library programs such as concerts, film screenings, book clubs, author talks, and book signings.
The theme of this month's show is It's Crazy Hot, August Hot. Stay inside, read a book, you know what I mean? Amanda reviews Shift by Rachel Vincent. Crystal gets arty with her consideration of Max Richter's 24 postcards in full color. Few actors are as cool as Robert Mitchum, and Bill proves why with his review of The Friends of Eddie Coyle.
Can't believe you read that.
All right. Raise your hands if you are tired of vampires. Anyone? Anyone? Edward? Yeah, I know what you're thinking. How can one possibly be over vampires? And I kind of can't believe that I, of all people, am saying this, but honestly, I'm mostly over it. Now, some authors like J.R. Ward and maybe Laurel K. Hamilton, I'll continue to read because I like their books. But basically, I'm ready to move on to something completely different. Like were-animals. Cool, huh? And not bulky, stinky beasts like werewolves, I mean were-cats. Actually, were-panthers, to be more specific. Amanda, what in the world are you talking about, you ask? Well, Panurfy fans, today, for the low, low price of just a little bit of your time, I'm going to tell you about Rachel Vincent's Shifter series. The short, short versions, of course, because Brian just gave me the evil eye and tapped his watch. We start out in the first book, Stray, with Faith. Rebellious only daughter of the pack leader, Faith wants to do nothing her father asks of her, which includes running away to college. But when two fellow tabbies go missing, she is forced to return home to try and get them back. Next up, we get Rogue. Faith stayed at home with her family, but unfortunately bad things keep happening to her. So in Pride, we see the entire Pride, which here means a group of large werecats, still trying to claw their way out of the mess Faith helped create in Rogue. In the fourth book, Prey, the Pride is in disarray. Faith has a new charge, her boyfriend Mark is MIA, and her brothers still have unresolved issues. Shift is the most recent release, and I don't want to give anything away about the plot, because a few big events happened in Prey, and Shift shows how they deal with it. There was also the addition of some big flying birds in Shift, but that's neither here nor there. Vincent has said that she will release one more novel, called Alpha, this fall, and then that's all she wrote for the Shifters, literally. And that makes me sad. I really liked her writing style, because she's quirky without relying too much on pop culture references for humor. So if you're looking for a new series that doesn't suck, get it? You know, suck? Definitely check this one out. Vincent also just started a new YA series called Soul Screamers, about a banshee who knows when people are going to die, but I'm not sold on that one yet. Maybe you'll like it better than I did. Okay, fellow Panurfy freaks, happy reading. Oh, and go Team Jacob, just if you were wondering.
So I have a question.
Okay, hit me.
You keep saying this word that begins with a P, and I have no idea what it is.
Ah, it's the anagram for PNRUF, which is Paranormal Romance Urban Fiction. And then because I'm crazy and can do that, I added a Y. So it's pronounced Panurfy.
Meow.
Because it's too hard to say it, you know, every paranormal romance urban fantasy. So you just make it Panurfy, and then you have lessons like this, and then everybody knows what you mean.
Do you think that falls under, like, the category, the general overarching category, SF?
Yes.
Excellent.
I can't believe you listened to that.
July marked National Cell Phone Courtesy Month. Let me challenge you to celebrate all year round. Cell phones ringing in the library are sometimes quite disruptive, and we remind patrons to silence them and go to the lobby to converse. If ringtones were more sonically pleasing, Perhaps it wouldn't matter if we forgot our manners and refused to silence our cell phones. Enter composer Max Richter. Richter's 2008 album, 24 Postcards in Full Color, is a collection of dreamy and atmospheric musical moments composed with the intention they be used as ringtones. The longest track is a mere 2.5 minutes. Richter was born in Germany, but his family moved to the UK when he was a young lad. Growing up, he listened to a whole lot of Philip Glass, Pink Floyd, The Clash, and artists in the electronic music scene such as Kraftwerk. After completing studies in composition and piano, Richter spent time in an ensemble that played works by composers such as Philip Glass, Brian Eno, and Steve Reich. Richter eventually began to focus on his own compositions, releasing solo albums in the 2000s, which brings us back to 24 Postcards. Some music snobs will say these very brief compositions are a creative cop-out. I say, don't forget, it's a concept album. Here's a clip from a track called H in New England. Be soothing as a ringtone? Let your cell phone sound off all day in public places without disturbing anyone. The album name, 24 Postcards in Full Color, not only refers to the 24 tracks, but to the 24 accompanying photos in the liner notes. These snapshots, some of which were taken by Richter, add more facets of insight and enjoyment. He has also scored films, including last year's Waltz with Bashir. Right now, 24 Postcards is the only album NPL owns by Richter, but hopefully we'll be able to offer more of his compositions in the future.
I can't believe you watched that.
In the past several years, there have been three truly excellent crime films set in the city of Boston: Gone Baby Gone and Mystic River, both based on the books by Dennis Lehane, a favorite of Crystal, and Martin Scorsese's Academy Award-winning The Departed. However, the movie I want to talk about is The Friends of Eddie Coyle, which is a crime film set in Boston that puts the other movies I mentioned to shame. The Friends of Eddie Coyle was released in 1973, based on George V. Higgins' novel. By the way, Elmore Leonard calls the novel the greatest crime book ever written. It was directed by Peter Yates of Bullet and Breaking Away fame, and it has finally been released on DVD by the good people at Criterion, and they've done an excellent job. For the longest time, you could never see Eddie Coyle except for the occasional showing at 3 o'clock in the morning on Cinemax. It never even got a video released. Well, better late than never. The Friends of Eddie Coyle deals with small-time hood Eddie Coyle, played by the great Robert Mitchum, in one of his best roles. The plot is simple. Coyle, who is facing a second stretch of hard time, is being hard-pressed to become an informant. The Friends of Eddie Coyle is brilliantly executed. The dialogue is sharp, the direction is taut, and Victor J. Kemper's cinematography has a nice sense of gritty realism. Eddie Coyle has that rare feeling of a story unfolding before your very eyes. I'm a big fan of crime films, and The Friends of Eddie Coyle is in my top five. So please, check it out.
Listening to Nashville Public Library's Pop-Matic podcast. For more information, please visit www.library.nashville.org.
That's on the interwebs.